Nigga, don't act like a bitch. That's why I don't got love for bitch. Oh, that's why too short need for to say bitch. So homie, please don't marry that bitch.
Don't do it.
And that's so why I'll never be.
See me? I get everything I want to get. I have some fun with it and make her mama trip. Cause if I'm in her life, it's a problem. A real player's at your girl, you better stop him. Turn your back on the bitch, she ain't acting right. He hit it way before you, now he's back in her life. What you gon' do when you lose her? She got a nigga on the side just to use her. If it's me, I'm parking at the front door, and you be knocking on her bedroom window. You see the shadows, you hear the sounds, but you don't do nothing, you just turn back around like a bitch. Feelings hurt, ready to cry. You can't believe everything she said was a lie. She got a lot of bitch in her, but not more than you. I never underestimate what you want to do.
Nigga, don't act like a bitch. That's why I don't got love for bitch. Oh, that's why too short need for to say bitch. So homie, please don't make. That's why I'll never
follow the hood. Never slipping and slipping and skipping and dripping and missing. These cats that I be hanging around don't listen. I be having and sipping and smoking and drinking and spitting. And these musty mouth bras, they be tripping. I mean, the bitch thought she was that bad. I don't know what that bitch was thinking, what she thought, what she was thinking. But she shouldn't have thought that. I told her the money cost too much and I ain't got it down. You got to pay me or pay me, no, never mind. Don't sit on the toilet when I go piss. You got feminine tendencies like a bitch. Me. I'm solid and concrete, I keep it found. We pull up and something acting a donk. She lifting her dress up, showing her mom. See. He tripping, he tricking, throwing her money. B. ITCH all in her face. E. Thought he so late,
nigga,
stay on the case.
Like bitch. That's why I don't got love for. That's why too short need for to say bitch. So homie, please don't marry that bitch. And that's why I'm
Fody water.
Too short.
Too short.
Short dog in the house.
Fody water. Hey, show, you know what I've been noticing?
All bitches ain't women.
All bitches ain't women, man.
Nah.
Some of these niggas, man, be acting like bitches, man.
Yeah.
Female puppies, man.
You already know.
Look, get a real one in your life, man. Get a real one in your life. That's what I tell a bitch.
Bitch! That's how we do it.
Ooh,
show.
Niggas be acting like bitches.
Bitch!
Female puppies, man.
Bitch!
Nigga, don't act like a
bitch.
That's why I don't got love for
bitch.
Oh, that's why too short need for to say
bitch.
So homie, please don't marry that
bitch.
And that's why I'll never be
check 1-2, here we go, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. And today, I think today's going to be a short show, man. I'm going to just go ahead and jump on in here and hit y'all with a short one, man, a short show. And I had to do it right because this has been a topic that I've been wanting to do for a while because I be online and I see a lot of shit, man, that... Just, I shake my head because actually, I think to myself, what kind of fucking generation are we raising? And, I mean, just to be honest, man, this generation is soft as fuck, man. Super goddamn soft, man. We're going to talk about bullies today, and then that's going to segue into another variation of the bully, the cyber bully. And, well, actually, I want to start with the cyber bully first, because that's why I'm saying that today's generation is just soft as fuck. I mean, I've seen a lot of news reports of kids, and not necessarily kids, you know what I mean, like from ages, you know, 12 up to 19, killing themselves because of cyber bullies. I mean, I can kind of understand you killing yourself from a bully, you know, somebody that you see every day in the physical, you know, if you scared of getting your ass beat physically, But to kill yourself because a motherfucker send you an email or because somebody text message your motherfucking ass, man, and holler at you in uppercase? Come on, man. What kind of soft ass shit is this? What kind of soft ass shit is this, man? I can't. And the reason why, and check it out, y'all. I'm not trying to be harsh or whatever, because I myself have been a victim of bullies. Yes, me coming up back in the day. And like I said, I got bullied for real. You know what I'm saying? And I can talk about this without no shame. Some niggas wouldn't admit it and shit, but I can admit it because, I mean, the niggas I was bullying me, they was some hoes, man. I mean, anytime you gotta have 5 or 6 niggas jump on you by your lonesome, you know what I mean? Them niggas is some hoes, man. This is before, this is like early 80s, mid 80s, you know, before motherfuckers really started busting caps in your ass. You know, you had to learn how to scrap, you had to fight. So I actually went through a gladiator school, man. You know, my mom's, she didn't stay in one spot like a responsible adult would, you know, so I could get roots, so I could have steady friends. So, you know, when you gotta move every 2 or 3 years to different school systems and shit, you know, you always seem to be the odd man out. So I was always having to make new friends, and, you know, that shit, that just leaves the motherfuckers picking on you because, like I said, you new to the spot, new to the school, odd man out. So you gotta build your rep. Always had to keep building your motherfucking rep, man. But I really didn't have that big of a problem because I was raised in the suburbs with white folks, and then I had to move to the inner city, you know, where the niggas play. And I got picked on and I got teased because I had good grades, because I didn't necessarily want to play football or basketball. You know, I was used to tennis and soccer. You know, that's not the business on the black side of town, man. Niggas ain't trying to motherfucking hear you talk about no Arthur Ashe, no John McEnroe, no Pele. You know what? Niggas, you're like, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying? So, once again, some odd shit, man. So, I was basically going up against gangs, man. Gangs of niggas, man. I remember getting jumped on by, I shit you not, man, 5 or 10 niggas at a pop. Just by my motherfucking self. You feel me? And I remember running home this one particular day, because I was taking ass beatings like crazy, man. And my way of dealing with it was just run the fuck home. Just run, nigga, run. And then, I don't know, I think I was in like 7th grade. I ran all the way home. I actually dusted them niggas, man. And, see, what they would do is the school bell would ring, and then once everybody, you know, because we had to walk home, and if you didn't ride the bus, that was your ass, because the local gang would just pick random niggas to just jump on and shit. So we used to walk down this street called Hoover. It was a long hill, and about 10, 15 niggas would just pick motherfuckers to just jump on and shit, man, and I was one of them. Yeah, man. And I ran home like in 7th grade. I'll never forget this day, man. Ran home, and my uncle was at home at this particular time when I ran through the door. And man, I never forget the look on his face. He was like, "What the fuck wrong with you?" And I was like, They after me. And he's like, Who after you? I'm like, the gang was called the Dogs. I know it sounds kind of corny and shit, but what we had back then, we had the Top Dogs, Junior Dogs, Baby Dogs, Westwood Outlaws. We had all kind of, you know, neighborhood gangs and shit. And man, I thought I was going to get some sympathy from my uncle. Now, my uncle at the time was a heroin dealer and a pimp. And he was not forgiving at all. As soon as I told him, niggas was chasing me. And I ran home. And I was expecting to get some sort of sympathy from the nigga. I didn't get that. What I got was a right cross in my motherfucking mouth. I'm like, God damn, man. I'm telling this nigga, look, I done ran home. 10 niggas is jumping on me. expecting to get some sort of motherfucking sympathy from my uncle, and this nigga, and he punched me in the goddamn face. Nigga, like, fuck. So I'm laying there holding my face. He going off. He told me, he said, nigga, don't you ever in your life run from another nigga. He said, I don't care if it's 100 niggas. You stand there and you die if you got to. I'm thinking, nigga, are you crazy? I'm like, man, are you serious, man? I'm like, this shit is not motherfucking happening to me. This was a fucking nightmare, man. I'm sitting there, mouth bleeding, you know, because I already had cuts and bruises on me from some of the shellacking I took on the hill. Then I get home, then my uncle right crossed me. I'm sitting there like, God damn, man. And he said, let your mama tell me you ran home again. I'm going to come over here and kill you my motherfucking self. Man, and I didn't want no parts of my uncle. So that, like I said, seventh grade was the start or the rebirth of Big Mike. Now, see, like I said, I've always gone through these phases where I'd be a fat kid, then I slim out. Fat kid, slim out. And I was just coming out of a fat phase. You know what I mean? I was slimming out. So I made up my mind that particular day, right? I said, okay, I'm going to get into wrestling. You know what I mean? I'm going to start doing some self-defense shit. You know what I mean? But I didn't really get into self-defense that much. But like I said, I'm going to start doing some wrestling and shit. So I joined a wrestling team. And in between doing the wrestling, I was still getting harassed by these niggas. But what I made up my mind to do, right, because I was still getting chased and I was still getting beat up. You know, what you gonna do? Like I said, we wasn't shooting, we wasn't capping each other. Back in them days, we were still scrapping and shit. But I told myself, if I catch any of these niggas alone, I'm gonna make an example out of a motherfucker. And so basically, I ended up getting suspended a lot. I think I got suspended like 3 or 4 times, like through a course of like maybe 2 or 3 years, because once I would find an individual that was guilty of jumping on me, when, you know, on that gang shit, I would get the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was on a mission. I went through a gladiator school, my man. I remember coming, walking to school, matter of fact, early one morning. This is probably maybe like 2 months after I got right crossed by my uncle and shit, right? And I seen this one cat, and I said, fuck it, you know, you gotta crawl before you walk. So this was like the smallest motherfucker, man. And I remember this nigga vividly, right? Because I remember getting kicked while I was down by like 5-6 niggas, and it was this small nigga that was kicking me too, and that really pissed me the fuck off that this little midget ass nigga was going to join in on the kick fest, man. Cause I'm like, you little midget bitch ass nigga, man. I'm like, man, you really need your ass beat. This little nigga really needs his ass beat, man. Because I'm like, the gall and the audacity that this motherfucker to act like he's so tough and he's so hard with a gang of niggas, man. So I kind of zeroed in on this motherfucker, man. I remember his face vividly, and I seen him go. I think the store is called Willie's Bakery, early in the morning, right before we went to school. And I caught the nigga alone. I seen him go into the bakery, and you know, we like, fuck, probably like a half mile from school. So he going to the bakery, I come in behind him, and I remember this shit like it was fucking yesterday, man. It was like he was paying for his donuts as he turned around, because in the bakery you got chairs. I straight picked up the chair and cracked this nigga right in the face with the goddamn chair, man. And then I just proceeded to just stomp on this nigga, man. I like lost my fucking mind, man. I lost it, man. But boy, I'm trying to tell you, it was just the greatest feeling, man. The greatest feeling. I wasn't necessarily proud of the motherfucker, because, you know, he was a little nigga, man. He's probably like half my fucking size, man. And that kind of reminds me of, I was watching this video on YouTube, and that's what prompted me to do this, podcast too. I don't know, maybe y'all seen it, but, it's this real little kid bullying this big fat kid, man. You know, it's like the little kid got back. He got about, don't know, he got like five or six of his homies with him, and he's like punching, he's like punching and smacking this taller chubby kid, man. And you just tell the chubby kid trying to be cool, and he's trying to just mind his own business and go about his way, but the little motherfucker won't do it. You know, he feel like he got back, so I guess he, you know, that give him a green card to fuck with the fat kid, right? So the fat kid basically just loses his fucking mind, picks the little kid up, and power bombs him on his head. Man, that was the fun. I must have rewound that motherfucking video about 10 times, man. I got big fucking laughs out of that shit. I can relate. And his boys didn't even jump in, didn't help. You know, I mean, but, you know, in my situation, that wouldn't even have been me back in the day. I mean, it was like a fighting a swarm of bees. These motherfuckers, it was just ridiculous. So I remember cracking a nigga in the face, and I knew I was going to have to pay the piper later that day. I knew he was going to run to his boys and tell them what happened and shit. Matter of fact, he didn't get a chance to really run to his boys because he spent like half the day in the fucking hospital, right? And I think the next day is where them niggas caught up with me, and I got beat down again. You know what I mean? But that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, man. That which does not kill you makes you stronger. And through the years, what had happened was I metamorphosized in, you know, in all the fights that I've been in, fighting gangs, not one-on-one, you know, but like five, six niggas at a pop. I got cold with the hands, man. I got real good at dropping motherfuckers, man. Like I said, I must have caught about five niggas through 7th grade through like 10th grade. Must have caught about five of the culprits that was always on some, you know, we gonna jump on you type shit. And I dealt with all them niggas, smashed them, just smashed them. And then after the 10th grade, I didn't have no problems no more. So that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, man. If it wasn't for me going to the gladiator school, you know what I mean, I wouldn't be the man I am today. I mean, I don't give a fuck who you are. You know what I mean? As far as my skills are concerned, I mean, I don't want to brag or nothing, but I'm serious, man. Nigga, I can deal with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of motherfucker to start shit, but I'm just saying, through the course of getting smashed up and beat on by multitudes of niggas, you know, for like half my, like from junior high almost up to high school, shit, nigga, for like 3-4 years, I've acquired skills, man. I acquired skills. So I'm saying that to say this. I'm trying to give y'all a little information on how to effectively deal with bullies. And if we're going to deal with a bully in the real world, in the physical, the only way to deal with a bully is to physically confront him. You can't ignore a bully, not in the physical. It can't happen. You got to meet the motherfuckers head on, nose to nose, and you got to crack them motherfuckers, man. That's the only way, the only effective way that it's going to jump off. Now, the video that I seen of the chubby kid power bombing the little bully kid, both of them got suspended. You know, and that's always been the haps, man. It's like every time I was defending myself. Well, actually, when I was getting suspended, I wasn't defending myself. I was on the offensive. Because what would happen was, I got this mechanism in my brain coming up through high school, junior high, that I'm not going to let this nigga get the first punch. I'm not going to let him get off first. You know what I mean? I mean, once I would see a dude who I knew historically had back and liked to jump on me and shit, once I seen him, I mean, I would just get obsessed. I would go into sick mode, nigga, and I would get the motherfucker before he would get me. They wouldn't even see the shit coming. You feel me? We'd be in the fucking bathroom, and he'd go to the stall taking a piss. And then as soon as the nigga opened the door, I'm right there. Bam! Lights out, nigga. You feel me? So I would look like the culprit. You know what I mean? But a lot of people didn't really know and understand that me and this nigga got history. You know, this motherfucker, you know, jumped on me at the skate arena with five, six other niggas. You feel me? shit. So yeah, I always look kind of bad in that respect, like I was starting the shit. But that which doesn't kill you make you stronger, man. And like I said, after the 10th grade, I didn't have no problems no more, man. Didn't have no problems no more. The motherfuckers left me alone. Shit. Not to mention the fact that I've been hanging around the same hood, in the same neighborhood, or the same school, the same people for a while. So now I'd actually got friends, and I had history. You know what I mean? I had my own little clique, own little crew now. So, you know, shit evened out. Shit turned out all right, man. But, you know, you can't ignore these motherfuckers, man. You got to crack these niggas, man. You know, same way. Matter of fact, I got a ton of bully tales, nigga. A ton. But I'll be right back. Take me a little break, man. So y'all motherfuckers can just digest that bullshit I just said. And I'll be right back.
It's all good. Hey, it's all good. Hey, yo, it's all. Niggas tryna play me back, but it's all good. I'm doing better than ever, but it's all good. Hey, it's all good. Now you coming back, yeah.
Like a G, I never run, I never tell. From what you heard out in the streets, ask my dogs, they know me well. Around the clock hustler, got no patience for busters. I'll bust them 50 rounds in the clip, bro. You won't duck them all. I'm free to aim, I'm free to ball. Get it off, nigga. Fuck they laws. We kept it in the family, so I rep it to the fullest. They don't know who licked the shots, cause all my niggas pulling and they spraying. Make examples so they know we ain't playing. What I'm saying is, we pay the cost to run this shit. They cross that line, them niggas hit you, say what you want. Sleep on it, I run up on you. Hey, dope gon' hit you with that pump. And I'ma hit you with that chopper. We done told y'all marks before. Clearing the block is not a problem. My niggas face that shit like men. Bailing out is not an option. When the cops are asking questions, just tell them Eli shot him. If he talking about coming back, just know Eli got him. He ain't just acting, he a real life ride.
Hey, but it's all good. Niggas tryna play the bag game, but it's all good. I'm doing better than ever, but it's all good. Hey, hey, it's all good. Now you coming back.
It's all good, pain don't last that long. My mama always told me if it don't kill me, make me strong. I spaz out sometimes, I'm in my zone. Smoke the weed and set me free. I can't believe I ain't dead yet in the streets. Got the worstest team in this motherfucking industry. Nobody can't stop me, that's why they hate up on me. It's all good if you try to play me, homie. I have my G's that run up in your crib and spray you, homie. I'm only 18, holding Tommy, I'll put it on you. I'm running the game, I play on ball, so I don't fake up on it. My slice will hood them hoes, wanna put that pussy on me. I put that dick up in them, now they strong on a nigga. Money's so important in the streets, I love my woman. Cause I had a cock a brief for the end of the summer. It's all good.
It's all good. Nigga tryna play me back, but it's all good. I'm doing better than ever, but it's all good. Hey, hey, it's all good. Now you coming back.
Got him coming back. Addicted like this crack. Tell them haters, leave me alone. I'm gon' push it to the max. Gotta get these niggas facts. Tell the truth, they ain't getting it how we getting it. If a lame nigga fucked, I ain't hit it. I ain't with it. I'm 100% G. Don't get the game twisted. I take this chop and cut you down. You'll be twisted up with it. I tell them I'm a menace. I'm into letting niggas feel it like early in the morning. They hear that shit all across the city. All my niggas come to me. I just tell them we good. I've been calling shots since Drizzo left the hood. I stood up every time them niggas roll through the hood. My gun's up. Tell Keisha to come through on the low. Don't drive the truck. These niggas must be ready for war. They don't ride with us. They say the wrong thing. I'm liable to bust. Ain't nobody else to trust. So I keep my people close. Some crackers snatch up my boat. I be speaking to they ghosts. They tell me nigga go. They tell me nigga go. They ain't fucking with the flow. Put that on every dime I own. They tell me nigga go. They tell me nigga go. They ain't fucking with the flow. Put that on every dime I own.
It's all good.
This nigga tryna play
it's
me.
It's all good.
They make a nigga crazy.
It's all good.
To this up, these brothers can have the bullshit. I only want the real.
It's all good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
All good.
Willie Deems in the building, yeah.
It's all good.
Fat Mac back once again, live and direct. We're gonna continue the bully tales, man. The bully tales. We're gonna talk about these bitch ass motherfuckers, you know, that have self esteem problems and feel the need to just push your buttons for no fucking reason at all and shit, you know what I mean? And yeah, I was just talking about, you know, some of my trials and tribulations coming up in high school and in junior high and the way that I had to effectively deal with the shit because, I mean, it's just the law of the jungle, the law of tooth and claw. Even when you go to, like, a prison or a penal system, man, that's the same thing that happens when you walk up in there. You know, you got to pick a motherfucker to make an example of so people will know that you're not the nigga to fuck with, man. You know, you can't ignore the shit in prison. You know what happens if you ignore getting harassed in prison? More people fuck with you. More people harass you. You know what I mean? You end up washing motherfuckers' drawers and, you know, you end up sitting down on the toilet to pee. You feel me? You can't ignore the bullshit when it comes to your dough, man. You gotta handle it and shit. You know what I mean? And that reminds me of when I was working in the prison, you know, you have inmate on inmate violence. You got inmate on CO violence. And you got CO on CO violence and shit. And a lot of the COs was hoes, you know what I mean? Especially of the snitch persuasion. Some motherfuckers didn't like the way I ran my block, right? Because they felt I was too cool with some of the inmates. And it was just, you know, motherfuckers would run back and snitch and tell the captains and lieutenants, the CO and B block is doing this. The CO and B block is doing that. He's this and that. And, you know, and I ignored it, you know? Didn't have time to play with these motherfuckers. You know, I'm a grown ass man, and I didn't necessarily heed the lessons that I learned while I was in high school, man. So it's like the more I ignored these motherfuckers talking shit, you know, the more snitching was going on, and the more shit talk was going on, and the more certain COs was coming by my block and, you know, getting all in my business and just stirring up dissent and trouble, and it was just getting out of hand. So finally, man, I came to my senses and I remembered the lessons that I learned in high school, and this was kind of risky because I could have lost my job, man. You know, because they have a strict no violence policy, you know, as far as the state is concerned. But I mean, there was two cats that I knew that was actually talking this shit, and I seen these two motherfuckers, and we were by the time clock before you clock out. Now, you know that if you down by the time clock before you clock out and you leave your shift, you know there's a shitload of people down there waiting to clock the fuck out. So I waited till we had a goddamn audience, and I basically went up to the two motherfuckers I knew who was talking the shit and was trying to sabotage me and set me up. And, you know, and I basically told him, I'm like, look, you two motherfuckers right here, I know you've been talking shit, and I know you've been running behind my back, you know, trying to sabotage me and, you know, set me up and whatnot. But let me tell you like this. We can squash all this shit right now. We can clock out. We can go down by the Waffle House behind the dumpster, and we can get it on. Silence. Them two motherfuckers was silent. Everybody at the time clock was silent. Yeah, I could have got brought up on charges of, you know, workplace violence, but I didn't give a fuck, man. I'm like, this shit gonna stop right here, right now. I was dead serious. I was dead. As soon as we got off state property, I was gonna smash them motherfuckers, man. We could have did it one-on-one, or, you know, we could have did it, you know, both of them against me. I didn't give a fuck, man. Keep in mind, I'm used to getting jumped on by 5-6 niggas, man. Shit. Wouldn't have been nothing for me. Shit. And matter of fact, win, lose, or draw, it was gonna stop. It was gonna fucking stop that night. And that's what you gotta realize is when you fucking with a bully and when you fighting a bully, even if you fight him and you lose, he's gonna tend to not wanna, you know, even wanna fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? Because he knows it, you know, you have fangs, you had a potential to bite back. And like I said, like I've always told y'all, man, lions typically do not hunt lions. And even if he fucks with you and you fight, and even if he wins, you know, he's gonna move on to easier prey. You know what I mean? He doesn't wanna take the chance of possibly getting injured or maimed. So he'll move the fuck on, man. But miraculously, after me going up to the motherfuckers and challenging them and exposing them for the cowards that they were, they left me the fuck alone, man. You know, that's all I want. Just leave me the fuck alone, nigga. You know what I mean? Just leave me the fuck alone. Shit. But like I said, there's just something innately cowardly about people that do that shit, man. You know, and I always see that shit, man. It's like the motherfuckers is doing the most shit talking and motherfuckers is doing the most hell raising. You know, they the biggest bitches of them all, man. The biggest bitches of them all. So yeah, I went through that shit, you know, in high school, and I went through that shit at the workplace. Tried to ignore it, tried to be the bigger man, right? But typically, humans, being animals ourselves, and we are all subject to the law of the jungle, whether y'all want to believe it or not. Like I said, we animals, man. And when motherfuckers think they smell fear, you know what I mean? It just eggs them on. It eggs them on. But the problem is, a lot of times, you know, especially with me, it's not fear. It's just, I call myself being, you know, on a moral high ground. That's all it is. And I'm not going to feed into the bullshit. Because I'm a grown ass man. But sadly, people don't really appreciate it when you're trying to be grown. And when you're trying to have the moral high ground, they mistake it as weakness. And that's where you got to handle your business. So yes, when you're dealing with bullies in the real world, in the physical, you must confront them. There is no other way around it. You can't ignore them. When you ignore it, they tend to, like I said, take that as a green light to keep pushing your buttons, to keep fucking with you, to keep doing it, and so on, and so on, and so on. Man, ignorant ass motherfuckers, man. So that's my advice to you, man. Whether you in the workplace or whether you be a youngster listening to this podcast, I'm going to let you know, man, there's just no way around it. You must face your fear. You must face your fear. You must confront it. And win, lose, or draw, man, you got to get down. There's no other way around it. No other way around it. Now, let me switch gears. Let me talk about the cyberbully, because I mean that's a pathetic ass creature to begin with. But the only thing more pathetic than a cyberbully is a motherfucker who allows himself to be bullied in cyberspace. I'm still trying to grasp this shit. I'm still trying to grasp how you get so upset, you get so, you know, worked up that you would kill yourself because people are fucking with you on the internet, man. You know, especially with me just talking about the shit I went through in real life, dealing with gangs and shit. You know what I mean? It's just incomprehensible to me. But I'm going to just tell you the most effective way to deal with a cyber bully. And that's to just totally ignore them, period. Think about that. Just totally ignore the cyberbully. I mean, because a cyberbully already, of course, they got self-esteem issues, right? Otherwise, I mean, come on. I mean, what kind of motherfucker you know that's actually doing something with his life that just takes time to just go around trolling and fucking with people, right? Seriously, man. I mean, what kind of nigga is that? It just makes no sense, man. Makes no motherfucking sense. So really what you have to do with motherfuckers like this, you just have to ignore them, because what they're looking for is a payoff, right? If there is no payoff, and the payoff is basically you losing your mind and you paying attention to their fuckery, and if they don't have any sort of payoff, if you're not paying them any attention, then it's not fun. They're not getting what they want. You're not feeding into the bullshit, right? So if you're not feeding into it, you know, you're not giving it sustenance, the bullshit can't grow. And that's the most frustrating thing about the cyberbully, man. It's like they are looking for attention. If you do not give them attention, more than likely they'll leave you alone and they'll move on. Because it's no fun fucking with somebody that ignores you. So that's how you basically deal with the cyberbully. just put that motherfucker on mute, block, whatever. Poof, nigga, you do not exist. Now, when you deal with bullies in the real world, you really have to do the opposite. There is no ignoring the bully in the real world. You gotta crack that motherfucker. He must be cracked. He must be served. But when it comes to cyberspace, it's a totally different game altogether. You have to just totally wash your hands of this motherfucker. Put him on mute. Put him on block. Ignore. Whatever the fuck. You know, out of sight, out of mind. Shit, nigga can't bully you if he can't, you know, get in contact with you, right? I mean, if your skin is so thin that you can't bear to, you know, look at his upper cases, shit, then you have to goddamn just ignore the motherfucker, man. You gotta do it the best way you know how. Shit, these motherfuckers actually stressing out, killing themselves over some bullshit that some motherfuckers say online. This is wild, man. This is some wild shit. Well, I don't know, man. Shit. Just giving y'all a little update. Just dropping in, you know. Giving y'all a little show, man. And, wow. Y'all look that motherfucking video up, man. I mean, you'll know it when you see it. It's up right now, man. So just get on YouTube and, type in bully gets slammed, or, you know, bully gets bullied, or whatever. It'll pop up, man. You'll see this little kid. He gets fucking power bombed, man. Slammed him when he gets up. He's like limping all over the place. He's drunk, man. I thought he got his leg broke or some shit. Shit was fucking classic, man. It was the most funniest shit I've seen in a while, because, you know, cocksuckers like that, man, deserve that shit, man. They really deserve that shit. So to recap, man, like I said, when you're dealing with bullies, you know, we talking about life lessons here. There's no way around it. You're going to have to go through the fire, man. You're going to have to go to gladiator school. And you're going to have to get busy, man. You got to put your hands on a motherfucker. And to deal with the cyber bully, I mean, shit, you can go tit for tat round and round with these motherfuckers, but they attention whores, man. And, you know, all you're doing is really just feeding into what the fuck they want. So the most effective way to deal with these cocksuckers, man, is to just block them, put them on ignore. Just, you know, ignore them, man. Don't feed into shit. Don't respond to shit they say. Don't respond to shit they do. You know what I mean? That's the best way to handle that. And with that said, this is the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, also from ChronicCastBlogspot.com. Giving shouts out to T-Man, Fame, shit, Rick Nasty, Taylor Made, Tony Dreamer, and I'm out.
You got nothing on me, boss. My word. You got nothing on me, boss. give a fuck.
Share love to my little friend. Share love to my little friend. Share love to my little friend. Share love to my little friend.
All I have is this.